Well, they were commissioned by the Department of Work and Pensions, which is responsible for cold weather payments for pensioners and for people on benefit during very cold winters, to look at the issue of what's going to happen with climate change. And what the Met did was they looked at summers such as those in 2003 and 2006, which were extremely hot and indeed led to some people dying, and they've come up with a proposal that the DWP may not need just to think about cold weather payments and the cost of them, but also about the prospect of having to introduce something new, which would be hot weather payments. And this would obviously be for pensioners who suddenly had big energy bills caused by the fact that they had to have their air conditioning on or something like that, and that the DWP, whose job is to look after the health and welfare of the elderly, will not just have to worry about people dying from pneumonia, but dying from heat exhaustion. Could end up being another big bill for the DWP and for the government.
Well, indeed. When would these warm weather payments kick in?
Well, this is very much a provisional piece of research which the Met has done. I think the DWP is currently scratching its head and thinking about it, but they may also at the moment be worrying more about people freezing and dying from cold rather than dying from heat exhaustion. But the there would have to be a sort of trigger point at which the temperature went over a certain level, and that therefore you'd have to bring in these hot weather payments to help people pay with their energy bills. I know the Met's done similar research for certain energy companies, pointing out that the kind of changes in demand that you see during cold periods may now switch to the summers. It may all be seem a long way off and may seem slightly inappropriate at the moment, but that's how these futurologists are looking at it.
And do they know how much it would cost?
Well, no, because it would obviously completely depend on at what level you set the benefit. I mean, the Gordon Brown, generously but perhaps foolishly, given the weather, has just increased quite substantially the cold weather payments to £25 a week when the temperatures go below freezing in specific areas. And that bill is now rising, just for this winter alone, to over £125 million, and based on Met projections, is going to be over £200 million. I think the weather that kicked in on Wednesday in London has led to another 600,000 people being eligible, and that's going to cost the taxpayer £15 million in cold weather payments. So if you had a terribly hot summer and you set the benefit at the high enough level, you could end up with big payments.